T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTilia along with Bobby Hebert on the line with us now, Saints Radio Network color analyst Deuce McAllister, also with the SEC Net. We can watch him on Saturdays and listen to him on Sundays. Deuce, great to have you with us.
I appreciate it, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Before we get into Saints talk, what game you got this week?
It should be an interesting game. I'll call it that. Vanderbilt and South Carolina. And the reason I say it should be interesting, I think it's two teams that's kind of trying to reset themselves as far as their season is concerned. You know, both teams coming off of losses, both teams having first-year head coaches and probably haven't produced like they wanted to. So should be interesting, you know, matchup this weekend.
Man, that was one hell of a game, Ole Miss, Arkansas. Man, just watching it. No, if you didn't have money, you know, if you had money on the game, you were really sweating it out to the end. But, man, that was a whale of a football game to watch.
And Deuce, do you think I
hope you took the over if you had that game.
Deuce, I'm smart. I was split on who to pick, and the point spread was tight. So, man, my thing was, man, I got to play the over on this.
Take a score.
Because I could have sat back in the third quarter and it was over. But then it was a no sweater on that.
So, wait, Deuce, would you have went for two or would you go for the tie then?
Yeah, no, I'm going I agree with Pittman.
Okay.
Agree with Pittman on
that. Yeah, I'm going for the two, but I'm not running Flood. I mean, that's Flood.
The play call, yeah.
The play call was Flood. I'm not running that one. And actually, they had scored on it earlier, and that's why they went back to it. But I'm not running that. If anything, I'm running some type of tight end throwback or, maybe a wheel route at the backside to the back. But I'm not running that play.
Now, Deuce, looking at the Saints and great achievements, when you get nationally recognized, and I think well-deserved, we should have won special teams and defensive NFC Player of the Week. I thought Blake Gillikin got robbed. But how about Marshawn Lattimore? When you look at broke up a career best, what, 6 passes? And really, you think that's hard to do. If you get 2 passes defended, 3, that's an outstanding game. Well, he broke up 6 passes. The first player since 2017 season to record 6 passes defended in a single game. And then I want you to comment on that. And then also when I look at the Saints' defense right now, how opportunistic they are. Recorded 2 more interceptions against Washington and now has 9 on the season. That's more interceptions by a Saints team through 5 games. You got to go back to the Super Bowl year since 2009. So we definitely, like, when it's hitting our hands, we catch it. We're not just getting a pass defended.
Well, first of all, going with the Lattimore comment, you know, how many interceptions does he have if that hand or wrist isn't broken? You know, I think he would at least have had by now at least 4 interceptions. I mean, just because of he's got that many casts on and he's still playing top notch defense and that's what you want. And so he was definitely locked in and he loved that matchup and that just tells you as far as how much they like McLaurin because they kept going to him.
Yep,
right. You know, they kept going to him and you know it was just a really really good showing. That's what you paid him. That's why you pay him. I mean, and he is showing that he is deserving of that type of contract. And, you know, I do believe, you know, Blake was kind of robbed on the special teams player of the year. They gave it to the young man from the Eagles.
He blocked a punt.
He blocked a punt and had a few tackles, and they felt like that was probably more deserving. And I don't agree with that one, but hey, you know, it helped us to be able to get at least 14 points. When you talk about field position, hitting yardage, and you know where Washington had to start. And Bobby, I definitely agree with you when you talk about the interceptions. I mean, because it has made a tremendous difference in, you know, not only takeaways, but limiting points. You know, the only thing here's I think when you look at it, we have more interceptions than we do sacks.
Whoa.
Think about that.
Yeah, because if you're a top sack getter team, you think for sure we got to be low 40s, if not high 40s or low 50s. And so we got, dude, that's a great stat. We got more interceptions than sacks right now. Whoa, that's impressive on the back end, Deuce. That is unbelievable how we catching it, and we're not just knocking it down.
Well, you're not knocking it down. You're coming up with the catches, but at some point, that's got to flip.
Yes.
You've got to be able to get sacks. You've got to be able to – I know it's one thing to affect the quarterback, and it's one thing to be able to hit the quarterback. But if you can get a sack, we can strip the football. You come up with the trifecta. You know, that's what we really want. But I'll take the interceptions, no doubt about it. I mean, because that's an automatic possession. Getting a sack doesn't lead to an automatic possession. That just means you may have backed them up. But getting an interception, that's automatic. That's turning the ball over. So – I would love to see those sack numbers go up, though, no doubt about it.
Now, Deuce, I didn't get to talk to you about this, but I've made this comment a couple of times, and I'm just looking at where we're at now because we play 17, but it's basically a quarter of the season. And would you somewhat agree with this? I want your opinion. To me, if we have the number one red zone offense as far as scoring touchdowns and the number one red zone defense, and you're not on a negative side in a turnover margin right now, like we're second in the league, plus five. How can you not help but win? For sure you should win. If that keeps up, Deuce, I don't see how we can't win.
Well, if you can continue that at the midway point of the season and you're still, you know, number one in both of those categories, then if you are, you know, at least, your next quarter, you're 3-1?
Right.
You know? You should be 3-1 at your next quarter if you still are leading in those categories. And we know that we have some tough teams coming up, and it doesn't look like when you go to Seattle, it doesn't look like Russell is going to be available. And so that still will be a tough game because it's still tough to play up there. But he does so much for them. And, you know, I think Geno will get his feet wet, and, you know, he should be able to put on a pretty good performance. I think they got Seattle this week. But, you know, for the Saints, they have to – feel pretty good of where they are and not having to face Russell Wilson in that next game. And then, you know, obviously the games kind of continue to get bigger and bigger because then I think you would come home after that. And that's going to be a tough, tough matchup when you talk about going up against Tampa. I mean, so get some of those healthy guys back and let's see who we are. Like, get some of those healthy players back and just see exactly who you are as far as the team is concerned.
Yeah, dudes, that's what I was going to ask you. You know, you might say next man up. It does matter, the next man up. And a lot of times you look at the point spread, even though you have your key players, it doesn't fluctuate that much if they think you better than an opponent. But I don't know how this cannot help us if, like, Michael Thomas is back in the lineup. I think that definitely helps Jameis Winston. And if he's healthy, hell, when he's well, best pass rusher. Look how dominant when Davenport, he's been impressive in training camp. Preseason, when he played the beginning. Then you got, I think, you could put him on the edge or the middle, most dominant defensive lineman in David Onyemata, and then you bring back Will Lutz and the stability there. So, dudes, that has to help us. Like, I mean. Like,
and McCoy.
And McCoy center, another one. Yeah, then you got Armstead. I mean, dudes, those players make a difference. And do you have any idea you think it's got to be more patient? Not necessarily Seattle, or you think it's like a November deal, late October, or what?
I know that they want to get him back as soon as possible. I mean, Onyemata, obviously, we know his situation is different. I mean, just because he's suspended, Michael Thomas can come back and will, eligible to come back, but, you know, it's going to be a health standpoint for some of those guys. I mean, Davenport, it's going to be the same thing. He served his time as far as, you know, injury reserve, Quan Alexander. You know, it'll be how healthy, and do you throw them out there, rush them back, and now they re-injure something, or do they get completely healthy by the time off that they've missed? And so I think when you look at it, you're talking about not only Pro Bowl players, you're talking about all pros. you know, and that's almost like picking up a free agent that, hey, look, here's a free agent addition or a trade that you were able to pick up, and, you know, he knows your system already. He doesn't have to adapt to your system. So I think anytime you're talking about something like that, man, you've got to love it.
Deuce, one of the things against Washington was, one, the Washington football team didn't have their tight end in Evan Thomas, which was, I think, a guy Taylor wanted to go to in certain down and distance situation. But I really was impressed with, they sort of took away, for the most part, McKissick and Gibson in the passing game. And that was something he sort of was looking for. And I thought the Saints matched up well in that department in not letting that running back coming out of the backfield be a major part of their offense. I thought that was a huge key defensively for the Saints.
No, I agree with you. And that was where they wanted to go with the football. That was, you know, who they wanted to go after and be able to get the ball too. I mean, and so I think for them to be able to say, hey, look, we can limit and take away these players, particularly, and when you talk about some of those backs, and he didn't have Thomas that normal blanket as far as tight end available, you know, just because he's out with that hamstring injury, then the Saints did the best thing. You didn't let a guy like Curtis Samuel come in and beat you, you know, and he's coming off of injuries, and then I'm not going to let you feel comfortable in the pocket. Now, I was frustrated with the Saints by allowing him to continue to break contain, because you knew he was at his best when he's out of the pocket, and now he hit us for a couple runs and different things of that nature, but, you know, you got the job done, and you didn't let him feel comfortable. And I thought that he took some chances, really, when he shouldn't have been taking them. And the Saints obviously came up with the interceptions and stops when they needed.
I think it was frustration with him. I think he wanted to go to the backs. They weren't open. And so I think he kept targeting Terry over and over and over again. Man, I'm going to get it in there one way or another. And Lattimore was, hey, keep throwing it my way. It's not going to happen. And so I thought that was a big part defensively of them sort of taking away some of those chunk plays that we've seen game to game from McKissick and also Gibson coming out of the backfield.
No, I agree. I agree with you 100%. I think, you know, a lot of that also goes to show you with a young quarterback that has only started, you know, less than 10 games in the NFL. And so when that is happening, it's like, all right, I don't have another answer. I've got to get it to my playmaker. Let me just try to get it to him. And obviously he was covered.
Now, Deuce, looking at Jameis Winston, I think from a confidence standpoint, you know, playing quarterback, I know what he's thinking in certain situations as far as leading a winning team. And you know how whenever you win, it breeds confidence. And I'm looking at Jameis Winston right now. He's 3-2, which marks the first time in his career as a starter that has a record above 500 after the first five games of the season. You know, he was 2-3 at this point in four of his five seasons with the Buccaneers. So that has to even give him confidence right now. Well, I'm going into the bye week, and you know, we got a big win, and I'm just playing on a winning franchise. That has to help his confidence and obviously his experience, and he knows it's a great opportunity for him.
Well, I think I agree with you in all of that. I mean, but at the end of the day, there's certain things that you want to say, hey, look, this is what I can get better at. You know, I can get better with the clock in my head. I can get better moving in the pocket. You know, you talk about protection. You talk about trust and understanding and knowing. When this play is called, based on that defense, Bobby, I know exactly where I'm going with the ball. There's nothing that they're tricking me on, because I know exactly where I'm going with the ball based off this defense.
Yep.
Yeah, the pre-snap read. And so based off of that look, I'm going right here with the ball. And now it's just making sure that me and my guy are on the same page. I mean, because let's just say a guy slips and or he gets jammed at the line of scrimmage. Okay, I'm going to two. You know, I'm going to number three. And then at worst of worst, all right, where's my outlet? You know, is it a tight end? Is it a fullback? Is it Alvin? Just being able to play that game pre-snap before the ball is even snapped.
Now, wait, go ahead, Mike.
Your thoughts on the John Gruden situation, because in today's world, okay, we all say things and maybe do things that we shouldn't say and do, But my thing about it is we're not doing it on a company email, you know? And eventually he was going to get caught. But bottom line with this, how can you go through all those emails and the Washington football team come out of this clean?
And
Dan Snyder come out of this clean. Gruden's kind of...
the fall guy.
Yeah, he got thrown under the bus. And he should have, because he knew better. He's a grown man. You can't be doing that on a company email. But my thing with it is, how can the Washington owner and people in that organization come out of that clean when you knew stuff was going on there? And it's been documented what was happening.
Deuce and Mike, maybe it's not over yet. I mean, the
it's not over, Bobby. That's what I was about to say. John is the first person, you know, and not only on a company email. You shouldn't have been doing it in the first place. I mean, some of the stuff that was released, that's whether it's 10 years ago, 3 years ago, 3 minutes ago.
No, he's a grown man.
You can't do that. That's not the John Gruden as far as the person, the individual that I've met and had conversations with. That's not who I know, you know. And so it's disappointing to see. It's disappointing to read. It's disappointing to just put that thought process in play. But John is the first of what will happen. I mean, because there's no way that the owner and other execs,
Bruce Allen, Daniel Snyder,
that's a bad situation.
And remember who was coaching at that particular time too? John's brother, Jay Gruden.
Yep. Oh yeah, yep. That's right. Jay was there. Now, Deuce, the music's playing. I just want to comment on and tell you this. What about, one of the greatest performers? That's why the NFL keeps getting richer. That game Monday night with the Colts. What about Lamar Jackson?
Man.
Completing 86% of his passes, the highest since the AFL and NFL merger for a quarterback who threw for at least 400 yards. 37 of 43. I think Lamar Jackson is a quarterback. I mean, and he made plays in the pocket. No, he's getting better.
He's convinced you.
Yes.
He's convinced you.
Not bad for a running back, huh?
Unbelievable. He's now in the top five MVP race. Watch.
No question. Deuce, thanks so much for joining us this evening. We appreciate it.
One thing before you let me go.
Yeah, go ahead.
His mother and he are negotiating this contract with assistance from the NFLPA. He may match or rival that contract that Mahomes just signed.
Wow.
Whoa. You heard it here, right here in the Big 870 from Deuce McAllister.
Thank you, Deuce. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
All right, guy.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.